7659, and 2 journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 462984.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Monthly budget discussion.
Good morning, Commission. I wanted to give you the end of March monthly amounts for the county funds. GCR ended at a fund balance of $4,419,819.66. That's with revenues of $3,078,896.43 and $3,799,218.55. Road and Bridge has ended with the end of March at $8,568,430.92. Law enforcement tax ended at $1,042,992.56. And the sewer is at the end of March, $7,640,394.87. For the first or beginning of the year, the sales tax were down, but I do see an increase happening with the sales tax this last couple of months. I just wanted to let you guys know that, and it's a positive to see the numbers go up, not down. So any questions from the commission in reference to the budget?
But you do note that we're still in the negative compared to last year.
We are. Correct.
Didn't January last year we get like 855,000 or something, and typically we get 400,000 or 500,000?
Yeah, the January report was
from
not reflected still from the COVID. Because it didn't hit, and that's why it was so great.
Well,
where this,
but typically year after year, I don't think we normally have that much. So I think it was a fluke DNR deal or Department of Revenue deal too.
Awesome. January, you're talking this year by the COVID compared to last year.
January of 2020, we got like $860,000 or something, mm-hmm. And normally we get $450,000 or $500,000. I'm not looking at paper. I'm going off.
No, huh? Was there any kind of a noted reason for that?
I think it was just a Department of Revenue.
Doing their good job?
Either, yes.
Thank you, Commission.
Thank you.
So that just that accounts for some of that, you know, overall being down. But I think,
possibly.
Yeah, if you look at month to
month. But, month to month, normally it's not as high as it was in
that
2020
one,
January.
Yeah, it was a weird...
Of course, going on that same thing is we just have to rely on what figures we get from the Department of Revenue to know what we're doing.
What did they do to your microphone down there?
Pardon?
So what did they do to your microphone
down
there?
Oh, I didn't even notice it. B&Z had a tough time. I think it's gone. Special.
Looks like somebody got hungry.
Who sits here?
Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, April 5th, 2021, and executive session minutes for April 5th, 2021.
Move to approve executive session minutes, April 5th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On the regular session minutes, on the EMS desktop application purchase agreement, so it would be the second to last page. I don't remember tabling it until 1. I think we just asked her to come back to ask a question or to share with her a concern of the attorney.
Yes.
So do we need to strike out tabled or until 1 p.m. in executive? Because, again, we didn't table it.
All we did is we had the meeting at 1 and we asked her to come to see if we did not table it.
Okay, so I'm going to strike, Mike, if you want to strike that line out, tabled until 1 p.m. in executive.
All right, I'll strike it.
Was there any other things you guys found?
I couldn't listen to the tape, so I didn't know the way one motion was made, but I just didn't listen to the tape, so I couldn't contradict it.
Which one's that?
On the annual delinquent tax books and real estate for 2000 for the years. That's not worded very well. I didn't know if...
We'll listen to it again.
The personal property real estate for 2000 for the years as presented to record, that doesn't quite make sense.
Do you want to hold this until next week then?
That might be good.
Or you want to...
Or if she wants to listen to it and can...
Today or you want to... You want to do it while we're in exec? Or do you want us to do it next week? What's easiest for you? Okay.
If that was the motion, it might need to be...
Cleaned up?
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that one later on today, then, Mike. We'll take it back up.
All right. We'll revisit it. Moving on, agreement for law enforcement portable radios and related equipment, number 21-028, Sheriff. I have a letter dated April 8, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He approves the agreement as to form between Motorola Solutions Incorporated and Taney County.
These the handheld radios in the car?
What it is for the two new deputies, that's complete radio setup, the portable radio, the car radio, and the repeater.
And the repeater.
Two complete sets of those, and then four more portables, three for the court security guys, and one for the jail to replace damaged and broken equipment.
This is showing two APX 8000 and related equipment and two APX 8500, all band radios and related equipment.
Yes.
Okay.
One of those, I believe, is the portable, and one is the, are those the portables for the jail?
Two of them are portable radios.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think this is the ones for the jail and court security.
Yeah, I think.
Is there another one?
In the bid that I saw, those were under miscellaneous on the last line. They were $770.
Okay, so that might be the related equipment portion.
Yes.
So we got two new deputies hired?
Not hired yet. We're still working on the process.
Appreciate all your work on it.
Thank you.
I have no questions on it.
I don't. I'm just trying to find them.
Do why?
I'm just trying to find the... Quantity 6 GTR 8000 base radio. That's the price of those. I just want to make sure you're getting what you think you're getting.
Okay.
You have a copy of the agreement, do you not, Brad?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So he sent... Another quote that itemized the four portables. They are XPR radios. They are $745 each with a total cost of $2,980.
I'm showing device miscellaneous, device parts / equipment 4. Product is the LSV00Q010738. $770 for a total of $3,080.
I believe Nikki asked for a detailed explanation of that, and whenever he sent the estimate, it's actually, he's got $2,980 plus $100 for freight and sales tax. No freight, just freight.
$2,980 plus $100 for freight?
Yes, yeah, so okay, a total of $3,080. Yes. Sorry, I didn't scroll down far enough.
That's all right. But so that's it. Okay.
So the total contract shall not exceed $24,419.52.
Correct.
Move to approve the agreement for law enforcement portable radios and related equipment by and between Motorola Solutions Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for the 2021 Dodge Durango Pursuit all-wheel drive SUV, one or more, number 21-026, Sheriff. Received a letter dated April 8, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the agreement as to form between Belco 2 Incorporated in Taney County.
And it notes that the warranty is included in the agreement.
Yes.
Say that again.
It says the vehicles include a 3-year, 36,000 bumper-to-bumper warranty, okay, and the 5-year. That's included
so
in.
Normal, that's the normal warranty. Right?
Well, we but not, we had some.
As I say, did we not normally bump them all up to 100,000 or 120,000?
I think in the past, yes.
Well, this one is a 5-year. 100,000.
Powertrain, I'm sure.
Powertrain, uh-huh.
I think that's the factory.